Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going, bros?
Wow, what accent is that?
South African.
You'd be good at that one.
Yas. Yeah. No, Josiah, just yeah with a J. Yeah, man.
You should know that accent very, very well. There's been many a South African man in your life.
Okay, just a couple, thanks.
A couple of hundred, am I right?
Just the whole of Joburg, what are you talking about?
Ellie goes on safari, comes back with 20 dudes.
And a giraffe, funnily enough. Oh, we have fun, don't we?
Oh, don't we? I'd describe him more as an elephant, but they... Oh, wow. Each to their own.
Oh, God. Hey, today's catch-up was a bit of fun. We have an interview with Dan from Married at First Sight. Gets a bit awkward at one point.
Yeah, it was juicy, wasn't it? Juicy.
I know. I had a question that I wanted to ask him, and I was thinking about it the whole time, and I was like, if I ask this, he's not going to like it. And you know what? I did it anyway, because that's the type of journalist I am.
And he reluctantly answered it.
Kind of.
Almost.
Didn't answer it. You'll have to listen to find out. Heaps of other fun stuff in here.
Yeah, we found out that there is an Olympic sport that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
And we are going to be investigating this a lot more after we found out.
Yeah, we're going to be like the FBI / the IOC, which is the Olympic International Olympic Committee.
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be a mixture of, I don't think that's ever been done before.
Oh, hang on. Something happened to me over the weekend as well, where people are avoiding me and I'm not happy, so I had to release a PSA. It may have something to do with shingles for the final time.
Do you vow to never speak of shingles on this show again?
No, I don't. Okay. Because you know what? The pain comes and goes for the next couple of years, apparently. Oh. So
we're all in it together then, guys. Yep. We all have to suffer with him.
I'm still shingle and ready to mingle, so.
Alrighty, enjoy the catch-up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Guys, if you missed it, I'm shingle free.
Yeah, cool.
If you missed Friday's show, I did do a little stitch up on Ellie. You can check it out on the Hit GV Instagram page, Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook as well. There's a video of me doing the first 2 hours of the show at home. I then told you I was having technical difficulties, drove to work quickly within like the 5 minute ad break, and then stitch you up a beauty when you thought I was still at home.
Meanwhile, I was dying. I was so sick on Friday, so I would have called in sick had I known that you were actually okay to be in the studio, but no.
Hence
your stitch up was more important.
I never told you. So that's where you can check it out on Instagram and Facebook. Saturday night, though, you and I, because we're best buddies outside of work as well, we had dinner together with a bunch of friends, had a bit of fun there in town. But something happened at dinner, which is quite, it's annoyed me a lot, let's be honest. I said hi to everyone, and because I'm a polite gentleman, when I say hi to girls and go say, hey, good to see you, kiss on the cheek, hug. Guys, nice to meet you or nice to see you again. Shake the hand. That's what we do. But on Saturday, for some reason, everyone, when I go to give them a hug or a kiss or a handshake, everyone's like, is it safe? Of course it's safe. I'm shingle free.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if that's why they were saying, is it safe? I don't think it had anything to do with shingles.
But everyone was so hesitant, like I'm some weird disease-riddled human being. And I'm like, guys, relax. The doctor said I'm good. It's okay. You can still treat me like I'm a normal human being. It was like, you know, in Game of Thrones, the White Walkers, when they touch someone, they turn into ice.
Yeah.
That's what everyone was, they thought like the minute I like shake your hand or give you a hug that you're just going to like turn into a shingle patient. Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Again, that's what they're telling you. Really, they're just using the excuse like, no, you got shingles. I don't want a hug or a kiss. And really, it's just like, I don't want to touch you.
So I'm so sick of everyone that I'm meeting, not just you and your friends, but the public as well. As in Woolworths, someone didn't want to shake my hand when I said hi to them because I thought I had shingles. Guys, I'm shingle free. So I'm so sick of it. I wrote a public service announcement to tell the GV it's okay to say hi. Morning, GV. Josiah here. I'm the guy from the radio. You might remember me as the star of such segments as Screw Up Fridays, Screw Up Fridays, and, of course, Screw Up Fridays. This is just a public service announcement to let you know that I am no longer a breathing petri dish of the shingles virus. It was a fierce battle with the microbe, but I, Josiah Sharla, came out victorious. This announcement is to assure you that you don't need to hesitate like many are. I am no longer a disease-ridden individual. Believe me, there are many other things you could catch, but shingles, it's no longer one of them. So if you see me, feel free to shake my hand, give me a hug, or if you feel comfortable, a kiss on each cheek would be really nice. After all, I am Albanian, remember?
So much to to say about that? I am Albanian. So what, you can catch something else? Like what?
Just give me a kiss on each cheek.
There's plenty more diseases. How many diseases do you have, buddy? Do you know what, Golden Valley? This is my PSA to you. Stay clear of this man.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
Only a year and a bit until the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
It's exciting times. You love your Olympics. Get over for Tokyo. It'd be a good one to go to.
Well, I would like to. I'm genuinely, like, going to do my best to get there.
I'm scared. They say Sydney, was it 2000, is the greatest ever Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Reckon we could be in for a bit of a battle with Tokyo. They do things very well over there.
100%. I went to the London ones, 2012. They were pretty bloody good.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. It's still London, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no Bondi Beach for the beach volleyball. The Thames or Bondi?
I went to the beach volleyball. It was in the park, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, say no more. Squirrels running around.
I had to ship in some sand for it.
Nah, take me to Bondi any day.
No, but I'm very much looking forward to it. And it turns out there's a whole bunch of new sports happening at the Olympics in 2020. And then in 2024, that's the Paris Olympics, there's even more being considered for that. So the 2024 Paris Board, if that's a thing, has come forward and said they're thinking about getting breakdancing.
No, they're
on
not.
The agenda for the Olympics.
Do you reckon the people that started the Olympics back in old 2,000 years ago, the Greeks, right?
Yeah.
In Mount Olympus. Do you reckon they just hear these things and roll in their graves?
Yes.
How upsetting would that be? Like, what did they used to do? Like, shot put, like the old school stuff back then, athletics, and now they're talking about doing breakdancing. They would be so upset.
No, they've still got the modern pentathlon, so they can have that. That's still in there. That's fine. But no, skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing have all been added to Tokyo's, what's it called, fixture?
Yeah, the Olympics. The year.
Agenda. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. So they're all being introduced. And then so the Paris has said, yep, we'll see how they go at Tokyo. We'll bring them in as well if they go well. And we'll add on breakdancing too.
Surfing. What if it's in a country like, I don't know, for example, Iraq, where it's inland? Or many of the – Tokyo, they don't really have surfing in mainland.
I think surfing's actually quite big in Japan.
Yeah, but over in the coast. It depends where it would be, I guess.
Well, that's always the way. They have to space it out. Like Brazil, remember Brazil Olympics, Rio? They weren't just in Rio. They were all over the country.
True.
Because you kind of have to. It's getting too big to just have the one city host it. But it got me thinking about other sports that they should add to the Olympics. Because if we're getting – let's face it, if we're adding breakdancing – I feel like it's open up.
I feel like, though, if you just do all these new sports, it's just like everyone's just going to start getting medals, even if they don't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so what?
You got to cap it. Like, how many medals are there to give away?
Josiah Sharla, I'm going to tell you something about myself.
Here we go.
It is my dream in life. I have one dream, and that is to represent Australia at the Olympics for something.
I'm trying to think of something you're good at. There's only one thing that springs to mind.
What?
Coke Zero drinking.
My God, if there was a Coke Zero drinking category, I'd be in.
Add it in, guys. Add it in.
But you know what? Just an eating challenge in general. Oh, I'd be pretty good at.
That would be great.
Yes.
We should start that by you entering one of those hot dogs. Have you seen those the people that eat the hot dogs over in America, those competitions?
Yeah.
There's always some tiny, skinny Japanese guy that wins every time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, how do you fit 40 hot dogs in 10 seconds down that little stomach?
Yeah. The criteria for an Olympic sport is it has to be played in a certain number of countries. Everyone eats.
True.
So there's that criteria ticked already.
Is that a sport though?
Yeah.
What else could they have?
Napping.
Oh, we'd nail that. I could fall asleep right now.
Oh, honestly, I would win.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon it'd be time to fall asleep, length of nap? Maybe there's different categories.
How deep your sleep is. They strap like a heart monitor to your chest.
So many options.
I would, you know what, I go on that theme.
Yeah.
Coffee drinking, the opposite to napping.
Yeah.
How, or is it like a latte making competition? You see those around, like does that get entered? Who can do the best coffee art?
There's so many options.
Who could do the most shots of piccolo
espresso?
Lattes at one time or espressos?
13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. What do you reckon should be a sport at the Olympics? What do you want to represent Australia at? Give us a call now. Let's go to Anna from Shep. Anna, how do you want to represent your country, my friend? What sport could there be?
The
amazing athleticism I display when reaching for the remote when it falls underneath the couch.
That would be a fun Olympic sport. Who can reach the slowest, or how do you see it happening, Anna?
Oh, well, obviously my childhood gymnastics paid off because it's all about the angles and how far you can go. I don't even have long arms, but the flexibility just increases.
You know what? You could just introduce that to the sport of gymnastics. Just make this, you know, you've got the beam, you've got the floor, you've got the rings, you've got the remote picking up, you know?
There's a lot to it as well. Like my dad mastered, I remember as a kid, and I used to practice it as well, and still should. If I was in the Olympics, I'd probably practice it. The foot, reaching with the remote. Yeah. No need for hands when you've got your foot.
Do you know what?
Different limbs.
We'll get in touch with Paris 2024 and we'll get him to chuck it on as well. Thanks for your call, Anna.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to James from Shep. James, what sport do you reckon needs to be added to the Olympic agenda?
Extreme whistling.
Oh. Extreme whistling.
How would it work, James?
I reckon one, you got to be able to carry a tune, but maybe, I don't know, in like high altitude or like on a raft, like get people out there just like doing activities but having to like under pressure do a whistle.
Do you know what, Josiah? You and I are quite good at whistling. Remember that every time that Jason Derulo song, Eat Girl, comes on, you and I just whistle at the end of it?
Yes.
We could be part of the whistling team.
I mean, it's not bad. We'd have to check to see if it's on the agenda already, though.
All right, James. Well, keep whistling, keep training, my friend, and we'll see if by Paris 2024 it can make the cut.
Sounds good.
Good. Whistling. I reckon that can be done. I'm going to look into it.
I'd be down for it because I'm also good at having strokes in the Olympics. Put that in.
You should enter into talking.
Screw up Fridays. Add that in.
Yes.
I am a very good whistler.
Okay. I'm going to do some research. See if there's a whistling society that we can join.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
On the news over the weekend, this story broke. It was everywhere.
A young boy has been held hostage, a knife to his throat during a horrifying armed hold-up at a suburban fast food restaurant.
The crazed attacker terrorised the teenager for 15 minutes before brave customers risked their lives to save him.
This was some scary footage. I saw it. It's this poor 15-year-old kid being held around the neck with a knife.
Yeah, some Darrow just wanted a feed, so he's going in there, put the knife, he goes, get the money out and give me some KFC.
Yeah.
And people weren't happy because there was things like, where did the manager go, for example?
Yeah.
Some kid, you'd hope the manager would, because the kid didn't actually know how to open the till.
Yeah.
That's why things were getting out of control, because the kids, like, they say whenever something like this goes down, just give them money.
Yeah.
It's not worth a life.
Exactly.
However, the kid didn't know the pin or the code to get the till open.
Yeah.
So the kid kept going there. Anyway, you know what happens at a KFC? There's customers everywhere and you don't mess with this KFC. It was in Brisbane and it was a KFC where a lot of islanders like to frequent. There happened to be a lot of them there at the same time. One of them in particular has gone viral over the weekend by giving an interview of how, it went for ages, but I condensed it to 20 seconds, on how they caught the guy that put the knife to the kid's throat. Take a listen.
I saw one of the staff workers, she walked past me and I asked her, oh, what's happening? She's like, oh, he's got a knife. So in my head, I was thinking, how am I going to disarm this guy? And then, so he decided to come out. He decided to come out through the door. That's when I turned around, I walked out. I said, oh, okay, he's coming out. By the time I looked back, he was sleeping. He was on the floor.
Here we go. This is you're just opening yourself up to do your New Zealand accent, aren't you?
Oh, no way, bro. what my favourite thing about that is you know what sleeping means. That's code for knock the absolute out of him.
He just, like, smacked him.
No, well, he says he turned around and he was sleeping. That's like the ultimate bro code there. So it was him. He was in there. A couple of his Islander cuzzy bros were there as well. His words to the cameras were, I turned around, he was knocked senseless by the boys, his mates had golf clubs, and absolutely smacked him. But when the police were there, they didn't see anything. So what did you see? I don't know. I just turned around and he was sleeping. That is the ultimate bro code right there. I love it so much.
I mean, I'm sure CCTV will...
I don't think the police care. They saved a kid with a knife to his throat.
Yeah, true. In that, yeah, I mean, I don't condone knocking people out, but if you're holding a knife to a 15-year-old's neck, maybe you deserve it.
Only in Australia, though, do bogans, because there was some bogans behind the counter, so with golf clubs as well. So some Islander boys, a couple of bogans, they all helped out to save this kid. Only in Australia would you see bogans and Islanders coming together, unifying to defend a local KFC. $2 large chips at the moment, by the way, as well. Great deal. Oh. That's worth defending that kid on as well.
Maybe that's why the guy got so mad. He didn't have the $2 to pay. Oh, God, I don't know.
It's only $2. You could have found that on the footpath, mate. Yeah. Not worth putting a knife to the kid's
throat.
Yeah,
actually, that's a really good point. Come on.
He got what he deserved, though. Well done, everyone involved.
Yeah, good job, boys. Brave people out there.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night, we saw so many displays of love in Married at First Sight. The final commitment ceremony was on our screens, and Dan and Jessica announced that they were more than head over heels with each other. Dan joins us now. Morning, Dan.
G'day, guys. Morning. How are you?
Good, mate. First of all, congratulations. Must feel good to find love in an unconventional way, but you found love regardless. How good is love?
Yeah, it's great, mate. And I've gone around it the hard way, though, haven't I, dude? Oh.
Yeah, look, your relationship's been a real journey. You obviously were paired with someone else to begin with. That didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
And then in a Married at First Sight first, you guys were allowed to stay on together as a new couple, you and Jess. How was that?
Oh, as you probably saw that commitment ceremony that night when we were expressing to the group how we felt about each other and what had happened, I was in a bit of a bad place, I think. I was a bit of a wreck, though, look at me. That was for sure. I actually had a Valium in my pocket that night. I was just holding onto it for dear life. I didn't want to take it because it might make me a bit slow. But
mate, flinks on my way. Mate. I need some. I'm so tired today.
Well, let's face it. The group weren't too stoked with your decision. Was it awkward after that, trying to be around them, knowing that they were against you and Jess as a couple?
Yeah, look, it was very awkward. And that's why that obviously went to the next dinner party. It was a bit emotional that night with Jess and Mike and each other, and I sort of jumped in and just said, just knock it off, everyone. And yeah, it was hard. It was hard expressing how I felt around it. I felt like I was rubbing salt in the wound when I was with Jess around the other group, because obviously they'd seen Jess and Mick together for so long before I got there. It was just, I felt a bit awkward, that was for sure.
It's a hard one though, Dan. I'm kind of on your team, because from the outside, people think you're actually married, but you've really only just met in a reality TV show. So if you just throw yourselves in there, take away the marriage title, because let's be honest, that's all it is for a reality show, you're allowed to kind of pick who you want to choose love, surely. And if it's Jess, then so be it.
Yeah, look, I'm sort of on the same page as you probably said. There's ways I could have gone about things a bit differently without hurting people, but yeah, you're exactly right. Like, the way, there's not like if you don't divorce and they can, when you divorce, they take half your stuff. Like, that's not going to happen because it's not that kind of wedding. But yeah, we're exactly right. Well, it's no different than the Bachelor, isn't he? He's hooking up with 18 girls.
True.
Yeah, you've only done it with one other. It's not that bad.
Yeah, give us a break, mate. Yeah.
Does that mean that Tam didn't get half your suitcase when she left? Like, I feel like you got to split the belongings that you had during the marriage. Half of the apartment they put you in.
She definitely didn't get half a suitcase.
Well, it's exciting you found love and you declared it to each other last night. Are you still in love? Is she with you now? You're hanging out, or what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're hanging out heaps at the moment. She's in Perth at the moment for friend's 30th birthday, but yeah, no, we'll do that all last week in Sydney and stuff, and yeah, it's been good. It's been up and down as well, though, like seeing things back on the big screen and just rumours after rumours coming out, and yeah, it's been challenging. It's been challenging the whole time for me and Jess, just through the experiment, outside the experiment, it's been hard. And then when it's obviously after Christmas and that, you did your reunion and then you've got it going straight on TV, so there's not a lot of time that we've got to be able to spend together, but yeah, we're moving along, that's for sure.
Yeah, happy with how...
not moving as quick as we did.
Yeah, of course, Dan. Are you happy with how you've been portrayed on the show?
Not necessarily, no. No, look, if I had my way, I probably wouldn't have, I would have said something straight away. I wouldn't have held on to it that long with Jess and the whole thing, because I felt like that was wrong for Tam and Mick to find out the way they did in front of the group. I thought they deserved the respect to find out in private pretty much straight away, because... Let's be honest, in the outside world, if you're having an affair with someone, it's something that, look, you're paired with someone that you love. When in the outside world, you choose someone that you want to be with. You don't really go about things that way. When in there, like, me and Tam were on a bit of a different playing field, that was for sure. But we were good mates, and I threw that friendship away when I did what I did.
Were you told at all that you couldn't tell her until that commitment ceremony?
You can't really answer. Yeah.
Not allowed to say.
Yeah, look,
all right, we'll leave that one there.
Yeah.
Well, have you spoken to Tam at all since it all went down? Have you reached out to her and apologised?
I've got, Yeah, look, I've spoken to him a couple of times at the start of the experiment and throughout it. She did reach out and say she's very upset about it.
Yep.
And I felt horrible because of the way that, look, she found out obviously in the experiment, but to what extent she didn't see. Obviously, she's seen it unfold on TV now and she was a bit upset about how early on it did happen. And look, I wish nothing but good things to happen to Tam, you know, because she's a lovely person. She really is. And I'm a bit disappointed. I'm very disappointed about the way that I threw the friendship away. Obviously, I did go in there to find a girl and to find love and stuff like that, but still I could have handled it a lot differently and a lot better.
It takes a big man to say that, Dan. The reunion special, it's airing, I think, later this week, mate. What happens? We hear there's a fight. Is it pretty explosive?
Right, yeah, it is. It's full on. Everyone's in the same room at once. There's wine glasses thrown. There's people hiding under the table. There's swear words getting tossed around from people I haven't even met before. It's full on. Strap yourself in for that one. I know I will be.
Well, the whole series has been so explosive. So now that everything's out in the open, I am hanging off the edge of my seat waiting to see it. All right. Well, best of luck with everything for you and Jess, Dan. Thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Much.
We'll follow your relationship on the socials. We'll stalk you, no doubt, from here on in.
Beautiful. I look forward to it.
Good on you, Dan.
Married at First Sight, tonight on Channel 9.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to talk quickly about something now that happened in the show earlier today. We put the call out, 13, 12, 16, for the things that you'd like to be added to the Olympic agenda. You know, because there's a bunch of sports being added in Tokyo 2020 and Paris 2024, like breakdancing.
Come on, guys.
If
breakdancing?
Breakdancing to the Olympic sports list, then why? I feel like we can add anything.
What were some of our suggestions? We said earlier, I thought coffee making or the art of a latte could be in there.
Yep. I thought napping, you know, we'd discuss the different areas of napping you could go into. Depth of sleep, length of sleep. How many times can you fall asleep a day? I'd be world champion.
Oh, if you had a gold medal in napping, I'd believe it. You need your a nap a day keeps the doctor away.
Exactly. I mean, not this week because I've been really sick. You know, usually every other day. But one person called up. His name was James from Shep, and he had this suggestion. James, what sport do you reckon needs to be added to the Olympic agenda?
Extreme whistling.
Oh. Extreme whistling. Do you know what, Josiah? You and I are quite good at whistling. Remember that every time that Jason Derulo song, It Girl, comes on, you and I just whistle at the end of it?
Yes.
We could be part of the whistling team.
I mean, it's not bad. We'd have to check to see if it's on the agenda already, though.
A couple of hours have gone past, Josiah. And instead of focusing on the rest of the show, I've been focusing on this one thing. And that is, does Australia have a whistling team? Is there competitive whistling? Is it a thing?
Why are you so fascinated? We had many calls. What was your fascination
because
with whistling?
It just felt like that was the one that was most likely to be, you know, like I feel like, yes, we can dream to have the world championships for napping, but it's probably not going to happen. But whistling, that's a sport.
Yeah, it's an art to it as well.
Yeah. And turns out there is a world championships.
No, there's not.
The Masters of Musical Whistling. It's happening in LA this year.
Oh, get us to LA. How good can you whistle? That's the big question.
Well enough, I reckon. See, that wasn't even any tune. I just came up with that tune on the spot.
So you're not bad. My grandfather, he taught me how to whistle from a young age.
Yeah. Oh, I like, you've got a lot of depth to yours.
Yeah, sorry, I should have made my lips a bit more moist.
Yeah, but moisting the lips is important.
So what about Australia, though? What are we going to do? Can we enter a team? Is there a team already? Do we join the team? What can we do?
I typed into Google Australian whistling team. Nothing came up. The last Australian whistling championships that I've discovered was in 1920. And people came from all around the country to compete.
Wait, so hang on. So there's an Olympics or a championships in LA?
Yeah.
Is it just for Americans or for anyone around the world?
No, it's world championships. Apparently, in fact, I've Googled India. India, whistling's huge in India. So they're going to be a strong competitor.
I don't know anyone in Australia. I know people that can whistle. Like, oh, okay, my grandfather's a great whistle, but I didn't know. Is there a team that we can join or is there something we can do about it?
Look, I need to do more research because let's face it, it's only been 2 hours since we spoke about this first. But I feel like if there's not a whistling team, let's make one.
LA, baby. Do you reckon our boss, Alan, will pay for you and I to go to LA?
Nah.
Neither do I.
But we can try. All right. Imagine if we created the first ever Australian whistling team. If we were the Australian whistling Federation.
Wait, but what if we do you have to enter individually as a team? Like, can we go together?
Are
we a
duo?
Can do both. Is it like tennis? Like, do we have individual matches and then we have like mixed tennis doubles? mixed whistle doubles?
Well, from what I'm seeing of the Masters of Musical Whistling website, there's different categories. There's like unaccompanied whistling, like so you can have it just acoustics.
Stop it.
And then you can have a backing track. But I can't see anything about the size of your team.
There's an art to it.
So we could all be part of the Australian whistling team. Who knows? Stay tuned. I'm going to investigate this further because we could do this.
If anyone has any more info, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on the socials, hit JB on Instagram, send us a message. Love to know more info about it as well.
Yes. I'm going to start planning my Olympic rings tattoo now.
Kumbaya.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, you know how we just played the Kings of Leon? They've actually come out overnight and said they're going to be changing their name officially to the Queens of Leon.
Why?
Just want to.
That's weird.
I just want to try something new.
What, just to be very 2019 or...?
Yeah, no. They're actually, that's right. They're all undergoing gender reassignment surgery.
Are they?
Yep. So, nah, do you know what, buddy? April Fool's!
Oh, wow. You got me
good
a beauty.
Gear. Oh, God, what a guy. You were supposed to get more shocked by it. You were just like, okay, cool, don't really care.
I mean, I picked up on it after the first line, but, you know, good gear, though.
Thanks.
It is April 1st today.
It is. Oh. I'm not good at pranks. We know that. You're great at pranks. You've stitched me up time and time again on this show. Well, I'm really bad at them because I feel bad.
Well, you just have to go have a look at the Hit GV Instagram or Hit Goblin Valley Facebook page if you want to see what I did to you on Friday's
you
show.
You stitched me up twice last week. It's not okay.
Too easy.
I'm just waiting for what's going to happen to me today, I'm sure, at some stage.
Oh, there's something planned. Don't you worry about
that. Yeah, of course there is. And now this will be the plan. Like, the prank will be that you don't prank me and I'll be having expected it all day.
You think I'm dumb enough to do something on April Fool's? That's what you're expecting something. I don't do it today, every other day but today. Watch yourself tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I know. Don't you worry. Now, 13, 12, 16, by the way, can you get in touch with me if you've got a plan for me to get him back somehow? Because I'm really bad at it and I'm going to need all the help.
I've got heaps of ideas for you.
Okay.
I'm not giving them to you, though.
But a bunch of companies have come out and said that they're doing April Fool's Day pranks. Why you'd come out and say that, I don't know, before April Fool's. This article's been published with a few of the different companies and what they're doing. Like, don't tell us today. Tell us tomorrow. Just do it today. It's bizarre, but I got to say, some of them are pretty good. We've got the Contiki Cam. This is my favourite. Contiki have said that they're launching Contiki Cam, which is a discreet onboard camera that captures your traveller's every move and allows friends and family to follow on from the comfort of their home.
Wait, was that an April Fool's story?
No.
I read that yesterday thinking it was legit. They got me.
Did they?
Yeah. I thought that was a real thing they were going to do. I even thought in my head they should make that into a reality show.
Do you know how bad? I would never go on Contiki if that was the case. What happens on Contiki stays on Contiki, bro.
Imagine if they filmed the whole thing. That's better than Big Brother. That's better than Married at First Sight. Any reality show put together, Contiki tours would be unbelievable.
That's when humanity's at its worst. And I love it. Mind you, you're right. I do want to watch it. Definitely.
Backpacking, not for me.
I love this one. Audible for Fish. You know Audible, the like audiobook thing?
Oh, yeah.
They've announced that they're going to be doing a 3-second audiobook because you know how fish only have a memory for 3 seconds?
That's good.
So it just goes.
Fish and Josiah. Yeah. We both have 3-second memories. I could do with that.
Yeah, you could. Oh, this is one for you. Travelodge Hotels have announced that they've created a new share room, option. Where it's a bed share service. So if you're checking out around 11 a.m. and someone's checking in, you know, you might just swap beds with each other.
That's weird.
You just slide on in next to them, they slide out, boom.
Not much difference between that and Contiki, is there? You're basically room sharing there. I couldn't think of anything worse than room sharing with a random person.
Come on, just open yourself up a bit.
Nah.
Experience the world,
You know what? You know when you hear of people traveling for like months at a time, they went and did Europe for 6 months. I'm like, how did you afford it? They're like, Contiki.
Yeah.
Not for me. I'd rather pay for a hotel for 2 weeks.
Oh, buddy, once you watch this Contiki cam, you'll be so sad. Finally, ever been to Sydney Wildlife Zoo?
Yeah, I have actually.
Ever checked out the bin chicken display?
No. They should have one, though.
They have. They've hired someone, a senior bin chicken keeper, Emma, who's going to be responding to the high demands for bin chickens.
We do have a lot of bin chickens around the GV. I see them everywhere, especially near the lake, Vic Park Lake in Shep.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. We should have our own little Ibis bin chicken display.
New jobs all around. Well, there you go. April Fool's Day is upon us, so be on guard. Is that a thing?
That'll do.
Be aware, have your wits about you, because you could be gone.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Found your future hubby here, Ellie.
Sweet.
Hawaiian man ordered to avoid Coke Zero while on probation.
Okay, I like the fact that he's Hawaiian. I've never been to Hawaii. I'd always like to go there. Coke Zero, ordered to avoid. Don't like that. Do I have to avoid it in my lifetime?
We'll have to find out. Christopher Montiliano. He's only 21 years old, so you're going to have to go a little bit younger.
Oh, cougar. I'm going to turn into you. Cute.
He was caught driving a stolen car in June last year. When the officers caught up with him, he told them that his cousin allowed him to take the car, which was a lie, because he needed to go get his favourite beverage, which was Coke Zero. He's addicted.
Do you know what? If there's any reason to commit a crime, Coke Zero is as good as any.
Not meth, not drugs, not alcohol, nothing. They caught him.
Sure, it was zero and not just the other type of Coke?
That's a good cover-up. He completely was innocent. They tested him, everything, nothing. He literally stole his cousin's car to have Coke Zero. He needed a hit that badly. It's pretty good. The judge came out. Rhonda Lu, her name was. And she said, yeah, exactly that. I've heard of people addicted to meth and alcohol. It's the first time I've ever seen a Coke Zero addiction. And she said to him, I'm sure the soda didn't make you steal the vehicle. Come to Shepparton. There's another one over here. He spent 7 days in jail following his arrest.
What?
Yeah, for stealing a car. What lengths would you go to if you're in a similar situation? Coke Zero, you had no access to it. You had no license. The only way you could get it is if you stole a car. Would you do it?
Oh, see, this is hard because as much as I am a Coke Zero addict, I'm also a very law-abiding citizen. I don't like breaking the law.
So you'd have to stay at home. Like, well, no one would bring it to you. You're stuck. You can't get it any way but to steal a car. What does Ellie do?
Do you know what I did once?
Oh, here we go.
Before I had my license, I think, this is how long the addiction's been going for, I remember walking to the supermarket to get one because I needed it that badly. I disguised it as like, oh, I'm just going to take the dog for a walk. Walked down, tied the dog up, went inside, had a hit of Coke Zero.
What, didn't pay for it?
No, I did.
So what did you do wrong?
I just walked really far to get it.
Oh, thought you were going to say you're on your L's and you took your parents' car without your license. Who did
I did
do
get
that?
My scooter license pretty much purely to fuel the addiction, though.
So you are very similar to this guy.
Yeah.
That court judge, whatever her name is, Rhonda Lu, came out and she said, there's only one person in the world that can bail him out of jail. This is after the 7 days. She did some research. It's 27-year-old Shepparton woman, Eleanor Rose Cheney. So maybe you are meant for each other after all.
Do you know what? Imagine with...
Oh, see, you're thinking about Coke Zero that much already that you're already coughing over it.
We could have a Coke Zero themed wedding.
Whoa.
Where like I could wear a dress made of Coke cans that like trails behind me, and then he could wear a Coke suit, and then everyone could raise their glasses and it's a glass of Coke Zero to the happy couple.
Yep, Coke for everybody at the wedding.
Coke showers. Oh my God, what's his name again? Maximilio.
No, Christopher Montiliano.
Christopher Montiliano. Call me Chris. I'm available, baby.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Joined by Grant, our morning's announcers.
Hello, how are we?
Well, thanks. We're even better having you on our show. And that is not an April Fool's Day prank.
Oh, good.
It's the truth.
Thank you.
Now, you've been working away at something over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so since I got here, I realised that I keep calling it the SAM, and I like obviously that.
You can call it the SAM.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well, the Shepparton Art Museum is a big turning point for the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's divided a lot of people. Some people want it, some people don't want it, some people think it's a waste of money. So I thought, why not put a bit of a parody video together and just make fun of the entire thing?
We love this so much. You've absolutely nailed it as well. I actually am going against the grain. I don't mind the idea. I've seen the designs for it. I reckon it looks good. However, I'm just hoping if, like in Benalla with the art gallery, they have a little cafe that goes out on the water. If they have that, I'm all for it. So yeah. Council, chuck in a little cafe in there. It could already be in the design already. I haven't actually gone into that much detail. Then I'm all for it.
And get a good saucy roll at your cafe. Don't you reckon? Roll. Like you need a good saucy roll at an art museum cafe.
Oh, I feel like that's a toasted sandwich.
It's not Bunnings.
No, that's a sausage in a bun. Different story. I want like a flaky
in a bun
sausage roll.
We just have it on a piece of bread.
But Bunnings are you going to?
A cheap one.
All right. Well, this video that Grant has made is going to be up on our socials today, and you have got to check it out because it's great. My favourite part is that you've involved our office colleagues in it.
Well, I needed someone to act, basically, and I was going to get you two, but you were away with the shingles, Josiah, yep. And Ellie just is super busy because you were away, so I couldn't get either of you.
Exactly. All right. Do you want to, is there any way you want to introduce this? Oh,
just know that my singing isn't the best. I think that's the only way to really introduce it.
Is there a title for it? Like if this is your blockbuster feature, what would you call it?
Oh, wow. Okay. You've really put me on the spot.
I know. Sorry.
Grant takes on the Sam.
Sure. Oh, I really didn't really take it on. It's just, oh no.
Okay, well,
no,
we'll
I'm not good with names.
We'll play it. You know what, Golden Valley? You can decide what the title of this is. Here it is.
Well, guys, there's nothing on earth like a genuine bona fide $50 million art museum. What did I say?
Art museum.
What's it called?
Art museum.
That's right, an art museum.
Art museum. Art museum. Art museum.
I hear those things are awfully boring.
It stops the locals from exploring.
Is there a chance it'll be a waste?
Not when it's so perfectly placed.
What about Grammar Park snobs?
They'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the mayor?
No good, sir. I'm a millionaire.
The lid came off my Mr. D.
Just throw it back. It's a breeze. I swear it's Sheb's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Art museum.
What's it called?
Art museum.
Once again.
Art museum.
Couldn't the money be better spent?
Yeah.
Art museum! Art museum! Art museum!
Woohoo! That's our boy Grant with his art museum.
You know what,
jingle.
I took a lot of research with that. I had to find out all the ins and outs of the entire how it's been, and I had to actually go into like council records to find out how much money had gone to it and all this. I did a lot of research for that song,
mate. More effort in getting our staff here to actually get involved and put on that. So I didn't know they were such great
they
actors and actresses.
They were super keen,
weren't they?
They wanted to.
Well done, my friend. You've absolutely nailed it. You can see that video. Hit GB on Instagram. Hit Golden Valley on Facebook very soon. And you can hear Grant from 9 till 12 on our station.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, I'm a journalism student, right? And so I know how to dissect an article. And I want to read you the first line of this article. Now, they say in journalism, when you're studying it, that the first line of any article should kind of encapsulate what the story is about and, you know, give you all the information you need. This first line. A drunk woman on board a TAP air flight just really wanted a Pepsi.
Sounds like you. First of all,
yep.
You don't need to talk down to me. I'm also a journalism student.
Okay, sorry.
So don't educate me.
Okay,
educate the people listening, so don't speak directly to me.
That's what I'm doing.
I understand.
You and I are in this conversation, so are 55,000 other people.
Well, I understand how journalism works. Second of all, why was she so angry about not getting a Coke or a Pepsi?
So this woman, she boarded the flight. It was only an hour and a half long flight, so it's, you know, a short one. And she had a little hip flask filled with God knows what. And she was taking shots of that. And then she, of course, as you do, wants a mixer. And Pepsi was her mixer of choice. So this woman became increasingly agitated and aggressive. She was already drunk, apparently, before she boarded the plane. So she was demanding that she get a Pepsi. And apparently she got out of her seat. She screamed. She's been described as looking like a demon. One of the air hostess said her hand had turned into claws. She looked like a demon. She's the worst passenger I've ever seen on an airline, and I fly a lot. So this woman's crazy.
Any chance the woman was on a flight over the weekend from Melbourne to Perth? Because I tell you what, all those descriptions fit you perfectly.
I wasn't in Perth on the weekend.
Rocks up drunk, desperate for a Coke Zero or a Pepsi, has a craving for them, and looks like a demon when she wakes up on a long flight. I tell you what, you tick every box.
Do you know what? You're right. I wish I was on a flight to Portugal, though. That's where this woman was. Damn.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. No, it wasn't me. Oh, sorry to burst your bubble. I would never want a Pepsi. Are you kidding me? Give me a Coke Zero. Anyway, it got me thinking about fussy customers because she's obviously that fussy that she's willing to get arrested over wanting a Pepsi instead of a fruit juice, which is all they're offering her.
Well, I could never work in hospitality or customer service alone. I did it for a little bit. Couldn't stand it, but hospitality especially.
Oh,
couldn't think of anything worse.
I've done it all. I've worked as a waitress. I've worked in retail. I did like 5 years in retail.
Topless waitress? Tough.
Yeah. I know, except people were like, oh, why'd we get a dude?
Oh.
We ordered a woman. Sorry to disappoint, boys. That's all I've got.
Promise you I'm a girl. You don't look like it. The guy next to you's got bigger. Josiah, how dare you?
I mean, you could actually pass. You've got like equally as long hair as me and probably bigger boobs. That's
if I shave my beard, I'm on.
See, that's what we call a fussy customer, people who want the difference.
What's the worst customer you can remember having?
I had one when I worked, I used to work at the Nike store, and we didn't have what she wanted or something, and she got, no, that's right, she wanted to return something, and we said, sorry, we don't do refunds, and she got, there was a basket full of balls, she started kicking the balls in the store. Just like launching them like a goalie kicking it into the...
What, just at anyone that was walking past at the clothing
rack? Just
to
the back of the store. I remember it hit one of the footwear racks and all these boxes fell off. And I was like, oh my God, this woman's going to kill somebody.
She sounds like a devil child. Did you escort her out? What did you do?
I think I hid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hit her.
No, I'm scared. I was like 17. I'm not having a bar of this. Thank you very much. But 13, 12, 16, have you had a fussy customer? You know, someone who sends back their meal time and time again, or they're just difficult. Grant, morning's announcer. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hello.
You've had a fussy customer in your life?
Oh, I've had a few. I worked in customer service for a long time, and I've got two stories. One of them, a guy literally came to the bar. He was quite regular. Came to the bar nearly every day. And would want a beer from the back of the fridge every single time he came in. And I was like, are you like, oh God, okay. I literally had to pull all the beers out and like reach my hand down the back of the fridge and pull a beer out every single time he came to the bar.
What happened if you said no to him? What would he do? Would he have like a epileptic fit or something? Yeah. Or
no, he'd just go to my manager and have a whinge. So.
You know, he's got a point though. Nothing worse than a like lukewarm beer.
But like the ones at the front weren't warm. That's what I don't understand. Anyway.
I remember when I was in South Africa, I needed a water and I needed it to be ice cold. It was really hot. I was sweaty. I was gross. I just needed an ice cold soda water, and I went and I did ask to feel the bottle before I purchased it. And
come
it wasn't
on, Ellie.
Cold enough.
Well, if you get a Coke Zero, and we know you're like that lady on a plane with your Pepsi Coke Zero, it doesn't matter. It's all the same absolute garbage. What would you do if you receive one at a cafe and it's just a normal room temp?
Oh, I have before, but I'm not a fussy customer.
Would you send it back?
I just told the story about the soda water, but no, I wouldn't. I've had it when it's out of date before. That grinds my gears because it tastes, the moment it goes past its use by date, you can taste it.
Oh, come on.
You can.
You can't even tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke.
I can. So there's give me no a blindfold, bro.
There's whoa, no difference. There is no difference at all.
There definitely is a difference.
There is a difference.
Sugar is sugar.
There's no sugar in it.
It's all disgusting.
There's zero sugar. That's why it's called Coke Zero. Or now that was still too difficult for people. That's why it's called Coke No Sugar.
Whoa, don't get between Ellie and her Coke Zero.
Yeah, really,
I mean,
don't.
She's got seven cans behind her, so
it's not that isn't a joke either.
Do you know what I say to both of you? Thank you. Next, get me a new bloody co-host.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Scoopla.
It is time to cross to our favourite person over in Hollywood, Dean McCarthy. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too, bud. Now, you are a full bottle on everything that happens in entertainment, right? Can you explain to me the Jussie Smollett thing? Is he innocent? Is he not? The charges have been dropped. What's going on?
The charges have been dropped, and technically he is innocent, yes. So here's the deal. The 16 charges against him for allegedly lying to police all dropped. However, Chicago Police in Chicago, the city of Chicago, are now suing him $130,000 for all of the resources they used investigating the case. It includes overtime, extra policemen, extra resources, all that kind of thing to kind of like investigate, which what they still believe was a false claim. Somehow he has had the case dropped. We don't really know a lot of the details around how, because it was a closed courtroom and then a lot of the files have been sealed. But what we do know is Chicago Police and Chicago City do not believe it, and they want some money back.
Wow.
Unbelievable, because they seem to have pretty damning evidence against him that he staged this attack, allegedly, and then now all of a sudden he's just innocent.
Does
and
it sound like
weird.
A bit of paper money kind of stuff going under the table towards the court between Justin and the courts, Dean?
There's a few interesting things that went down. We know that he's got some very powerful friends in Hollywood and in Chicago. He's a very famous person over here. He's got a lot of very powerful friends. The big thing was this. This one, the key piece of evidence was a check for $3,500 from Juzzy to the two guys that allegedly were in a part of the setup. But he has proven that that check was for personal training sessions. And that was the key piece of evidence that was like, okay, he paid them to do it. Here's a check. Somehow he's proven that that check actually was for personal training sessions. So now there's no proof of him paying them at all. So now it's like, well, did they just do it?
So does that mean, that they're going to get charged with assault?
Somehow they're not charged with assault. Somehow they have been off the hook, and somehow they have decided to not release any statement at all. That might have been part of the plea deal. They're not speaking to the police or anything, and even their lawyer has fired them.
Wow, what a fascinating story.
It is so fishy. I see right through it. There's more to it for sure. There's going to be a blockbuster movie made about this one day, and I'm going to be watching, I tell you what. What else is making news in Scoopla at the moment, Dino?
Here's a little fun one today. I want you to go on social media today and check out a photo of Jennifer Lopez that she's just pasted. Josiah's probably already doing it.
I'm not.
Literally.
I've got it on my phone already, Dean.
Before you even finished that sentence, he held it up to show me.
Wow, she is on another planet, this girl.
It is ridiculous. It's the hottest body you've ever seen. It's the hottest person in any bikini of the history of bikinis. And I think, what is she, 48? 49? It's doing the rounds because, you know, she is defying everything.
Those abs. I've just been doing an 8-week challenge at F45 and I don't have those abs and I'm only 27. It's not fair, Dean.
She's got 75 personal trainers, imagine.
Fair enough. And her 8-week challenge has probably been going for more like 80,000 weeks, but whatever.
Yes.
I'm jealous.
I have no words. Yeah. Look at that.
I feel like we're going to have to end this interview here because Josiah's going to have to go take a cold shower.
Yes, please.
But thank you for joining us live from LA this morning, Dean McCarthy. We'll speak to you again soon.
Bye, guys.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.